Revolution Radio with Alan Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide. Brought to you by The Pint, Oodle Noodle, and OilersNation.com.
Only on Edmonton Sports Radio.
Team 1260.
You can access it, Nation Radio, the team, 1260.com. Also on Twitter at its Nation Radio. Twitter will be the death of me. We have other John, too, saying, love Button's comments, retrading 19th to 8th or 10th in the draft. Different layer of the draft, very informative. And a few other ones on there as well, which you can go online and we will read when we get off the air. It's about 5 minutes after 1 o'clock. We have a very jam-packed show in the second hour. Ian Walker, who we've talked to a few times, talked to us about the Vancouver Canucks and the fan base and how humble they are on the eve of their third Stanley Cup trip. And Mike Spadel from Hockey Symposium, a gentleman who has done a lot of work on each draft since about, I think, 2005 or so, and is a very insightful guy who looks at math and some other things and comes up with an interesting and different top 30 every year, and we'll see how he's progressing and who he feels should go number one overall. I have a feeling it might be, or at least close to the top, will be Sean Couturier. And yesterday I had a chance to sit down and talk to Mario Duhamel, head coach of Drummondville, about his career, how well things are going for himself, and about Sean Couturier and maybe why he's falling a little bit in the draft. And here's that interview. All right, Mario, we're going to talk about Mr. Couturier, but first let's talk about you. Some news involving yourself over the last 24 hours. Hockey Canada announcing yesterday its coaching staff for the Canadian men's under-18 team that'll participate in the Ivan Hlinka, and you'll be part of that staff.
Yeah, that's right. I'm very glad and I'm very proud to be part of a Hockey Canada program, because it's a very nice honor. It's an honor for me to represent our country, that's for sure.
And you've been a part of Team Canada's in the past, correct?
I've been in the under-17 team and Team 14 Quebec a couple of years ago, yes, and it was in Port Alberni, Victoria.
And is that, in terms of your coaching resume, does that get you into, like, more international opportunities?
Sure, that's for sure, but also to get good contacts with people from the other leagues, from the Western and Ontario leagues, so to communicate with other coaches, see how they work in their league, all the experience. If you look to the two coaches who's going to be part of it with me, a lot of experience, a great experience in the AHL, from Don, who coached AHL, Sputter, who's been with the Kitchener Rangers for a while, and Liv had a World Cup experience, so also with Team Canada, a lot of experience. Both guys have a lot of experience with the program, so they'll be able to give me a lot of cues, and I'll be also able to help them. So I think it's going to be a great fit.
You had a difficult transition in that when you arrived in Drummondville, that was a successful team. Now you continued that success. Was that a difficult transition for you? Was that something that you were looking forward to it, but did you feel a lot of pressure?
Not much pressure. For sure, it was to replace Guy Boucher. It was something huge, and we all know that Guy is doing a tremendous job now with the Tampa Bay Lightning, so Guy is a great coach. So, but I didn't take that as a pressure. I took that as a challenge, and Guy did a great job with the Vulture before, and we do have a great culture in Drummondville since the last 8 years with the new ownership that we have in Drummondville. So we all know that the business starts from the top, and our president is a great guy, Mr. Verrier, who's doing a great job every day, and we have a good vision. It's a clear vision that we have in Drummondville, so when the players come to our camp and comes to our organization, they already know what we expect from them and what kind of team that we are and what kind of player that we like. So the vision is very clear, so that helps us as a coaching staff to produce and make them produce.
And you have one of the things that I've noticed about your organization is you're very aggressive with trades and procurement, acquiring players to make you better, and that must be something the fan base appreciates, a team that is really aggressive at those opportunistic times.
That's for sure, because I truly believe that we have a great GM in Drummondville, Dominique Ricard, who's been a coach before, who coached the Voltigeurs a couple of years ago, just before Guy. So after he moved only because he was doing both jobs, and after he moved only to do the GM, and he hired Guy, and after he hired me, and Dominique is a great GM who has a good eye, and he really feels the game, and he knows exactly what we need. When we talk together, it's easy to talk with him, and he's really behind the coaching staff all the time, so he goes with what the team needs. And yes, he's aggressive. Like 2 years ago, we got Jake Allen right after the World Junior, Crazy Domenico the year before. So Dominic is doing a great job, and he's not afraid. He's not afraid to do some move to make sure that we're going to stay very competitive, and that's what we want, and it's not easy, but that's what we want. So we do everything in our best to stay on top.
Let's talk a little bit about Sean Couturier and his season. At the beginning of the year, he was one of the individuals who had an opportunity to finish number one overall in the rankings for the draft. And he had a great year, played on the World Junior team, suffered a bout of mono, and he comes out of the season maybe not being in the top four or five. What do you think are the reasons behind him being ranked a little lower now than he was entering the season?
Just like you said at the beginning, for sure his mono hurt a lot before a big year like it was with the year he was coming in this year. So that hurts him because he had to recover all year. You never recover easily from a mono, so it takes time. And all year he had to handle with that. But I think that also with all the pressure that he put on himself, because if you know Sean is a quiet guy. He's an introverted guy who really cares about the team. He's not a flashy. He's a guy who's really, really efficient on the ice and also off the ice. He's a good leader, but he's a quiet leader. He's more of a leader by actions. And all the media attention, I think he didn't handle that very well at the beginning, putting pressure on himself, missing the training camp, all that stuff. So he knew that he was late in his development for the season, so he wanted to recatch that right away. So and all the stress for Team Canada he wanted to be part of, and he did it, and he did well. And the prospect game, so he didn't have much time to recover, because if you look to his last three seasons, he went to Memorial Cup, he played for the under 17, under 18 Team Canada now. So Sean had a lot of hockey behind him in the past three seasons, so he was kind of tired a little bit this year. We could see that he was tired, and he had a lot to lose this season instead of winning, because everybody was expecting to see him playing well, and that's what he did. But he's not a guy who will put a lot of points on the board, but he always finish. If you look to his stats the last two seasons, plus 66, plus 55, so he's always there, and he plays well both sides of the puck, so that's one of his strengths. And when he was focusing to make points, he was struggling with that. But he's a guy who's very, very efficient offensively and defensively, and that's exactly what he has to focus on.
You mentioned good offensively and defensively, and I love hearing that he's good on the other side of the puck too. Did you use him in all situations, power play, penalty kill?
Oh yeah, for sure. Sean is the kind of guy that you want to have on the ice at the end of a game, or if you need a goal, or if you want to make sure that you will deny a goal. So he's there, and he's a centerman who's good on face-off also. He's not afraid to block shot, and like we said earlier, so he plays both sides, so he's really, really efficient. So that's the type of player that you know is going to be reliable on the ice.
What does he need to work on as a coach? I know that you're always working on everything, face-offs and that sort of thing, but in order to get to the next level, what does he really need to focus on as a player?
For me, he has to focus on his strength, physical strength. He's a guy who's strong physically for his age. If you look in our league, when he had the puck, it was very, very tough to take the puck away from him, because he protects very well the puck. But for sure, for the next level, he has to keep improving, because he's a 6 foot, almost 4 inches, and he's 200 pounds. So he needs to get bigger and stronger in his legs. So that's going to help also for his speed. Sorry. for his pure speed and also for explosion, because when he's on when he's in movement, his speed is very good. But for sure, the first three steps he has to need to improve. But that's going to come with the strength of his legs. So he really has to work off the ice, and that's why he needs to have a little rest this year. We lost in the second round. That was bad for us. We lost against a good team. But for him, I think it was a good thing to have a good rest and take time for him to recover and have time to train, because we all know that he's going to go at the training camp for Team Canada also this summer. So, and all the attention for the initial draft. So he needed that time, and I think that for him that was a good timing for him to rest.
I like what you said about his speed. That's very descriptive, and I appreciate that. Now, the thing that people have talked about is his foot speed and his not aggressive or quick start. But how many big men do we really see who have a really quick start from a stopping position? You know, Joe Thornton, maybe Le Cavalier is a quicker big player, but they're very rare, right?
That's right. That's right. You're right on. And it takes time. You know, Le Cavalier, he improved that with his strength year after year. Didn't come quick and easily. So like Joe Thornton, you know, like you say, that's a very good example too. So it's tough. But when they are on their way, they gain their top speed, and after they're stop to stop because of their reach and everything. But Sean is not a slow skater. He's a good skater. And if you play at the World Junior and you can follow the play, that's for sure you're going to be able to follow the play in NHL, because if you look to the speed and the level of intensity that the World Junior is, you know that you can, if you compete there, you'll know that your speed won't be a problem after in NHL.
He's a smart kid, a hardworking kid.
He is. Sean is a very smart kid who is taking care of everything. He's a guy who wants to be good. He wants to be perfect. And maybe sometimes that hurts him. But on the other side, he's very well appreciated from his partner, because he's not a flashy guy, like I told you before. He's an introverted guy who really cares about the team first. This year, he never talked about his NHL draft or Team Canada. In Christmas, he was always talking and thinking about the team first. For sure, he always have internal motivation, and that was one good objective, to be a part of Team Canada, and after now to be drafted. But in his main point, he knew that if we was performing well, that the team would perform, and if we finish fourth this year in our league overall, it's because of Sean Couturier. If Sean Couturier wouldn't be with us, wouldn't be in that position at the end of the season.
Now, speaking of having Sean Couturier, do you anticipate him coming back for another year, or do you think he'll go right to the NHL?
Honestly, it's tough to say now. There's a lot of guys that you don't expect, and they stay and they do well. The example, Jeff Skinner in Carolina. A year ago, nobody expected to see him play in NHL, and he did a tremendous job. So it's tough to say now. It all depends where you end up, when you finish, and when you end at any team, and are you a right fit right away in that team? So it's tough to say, but what we always said is we want the best for him, and if the best is to play NHL, that's what we want. We always want to make sure that our player is going to develop and reach the next step. So for us, we do like if Sean wouldn't be back with us next year, and if he's back, for sure we'll give him the number 7 again, but we don't expect to see him back. It's simple like that. No bad surprise.
Now, are you watching the Memorial Cup at all?
Yes, I am in Mississauga since Sunday, so I watched it a little bit, yep.
What are your impressions of some of the draft-eligible kids, guys like Huberdeau and some awesome players on the St. John squad?
St. John has a tremendous team. They're a very fast, very skilly team. They were the best team in our league this year by a mile, and they've been number one ranking since day one, and now they're in the final on Sunday. They have a really skilly team, like I said. They move the puck well. They skate well. Guy like Galiev, Yuriko, you talk about Huberdeau, Phillips, and their decor is very good also. They're very their lateral movement is very good, the quick feet and all that stuff, so, and they have a good vision. But for sure, they have a great team. It's going to be tough to stop them. I mean, they're restful since Tuesday, so they're going to be in shape for Sunday's game. But yes, they have a great team, and a lot of guys from that team going to be drafted early in the draft. They seem to play well together, but for sure they have talent.
What about the Kootenai Ice? Have you had a chance to watch them? Anybody stand out to your eye?
For sure, Cody Eakin. Cody Eakin and King also played well. Last night on the tiebreaker, I think Fraser step up. I don't know them a lot. Didn't see them play a lot this year. But for sure, Cody Eakin play very well. You all know him as a hockey player. He's a guy who has a great shot, can move the puck also. He's in the tournament, he's very intense. So that becomes tough to stop him.
Now, for your team, for Drummondville, are you finished up for the year? Are you doing any summer camps, or do you just come back in September?
We do have something because our draft is next week, June 4th, and our league draft is June 4th, so the week after, we do have a little day with all our older player and the new guys that we just draft to get in touch together. We have a physical test and also an on-ice practice with our new guys that we show already our standard for the training camp, and they know more each other, and they know us, and they know how we proceed on the ice and all that stuff. So just make sure that they are more at ease with the situation when they arrive. And our camp will start after August 15. Everything starts for us for the next season.
Well, Mario, thanks so much for this, and make sure to hit the golf course a few times this summer.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Mario Duhamel, head coach of Drummondville Voltigeurs, and interesting insight into Sean Couturier, who I still think might end up being the best player to come out of this draft. The foot speed thing is a little galling because it's one of those things that you see over the years, and I always use the example of the big man. The curse of the big man is he always looks like he's not working hard. You see Ty Domi, I mean, if you remember him skating down the ice, he looked like he was passing a kidney stone every time he skated, and Joe Thornton still looks like the wind's just blowing him in the right direction, and he's a huge guy, and yet Joe Thornton has always been called late. You know, we talked about Dustin Penner earlier in the show. Here's a guy who's big and doesn't look, looks lumbering. Frank Mahovlich, same problem, and I think Sean Couturier is a little bit of a victim of that, and you know, Stu McGregor is a great scouting director, and the other scouts know what they're doing. They've done a fabulous job since 2008, and you know, you have to have a great amount of faith as a fan that they're going to pick the right guy, but it drives me nuts when we talk about foot speed, and now we hear from the coach, and there's no real problem of first step quickness, and that's something that a lot of these kids have a problem with. I think Sean Couturier, the drop in the draft is going to be interesting, but I bet you he doesn't go past New Jersey at number 4, and if Lou ends up taking him and he ends up being a big, big star, then it's going to be one of those things I think that a lot of NHL teams regret. Coming up, we're going to talk more draft with Mike Spidell from Hockey Symposium.